from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, topping our report this hour. New Jersey is prepping for a few chances at some real wintry weather. Some light snow expected for South Jersey by this evening and a more powerful winter storm after the weekend. You can stay tuned for the full forecast from New Jersey 101.5 Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Cold and flu season is expected to ramp up as we emerge from the holiday season. State health officials say there's lots of viruses floating around right now.
Cases are creeping up of flu, RSV, and COVID. Dr. Edward Lifshitz at the New Jersey Department of Health says right now there's nothing unusual about this respiratory illness season.
But not unusual is still, you know, pretty bad for a lot of people.
His guess is that New Jersey is still a couple weeks away from a peak in activity. Lifshitz adds flu vaccination is still available. It takes about 2 weeks to kick in. Officials don't know for sure yet whether this year's vaccine is a good match for viruses in the community. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
There will be no reopening for the beloved Asbury Fest Hall and Beer Garden in Asbury Park. The popular beer and German food venue closed in September 2023 after disastrous flash flooding. The spot was forced to toss its entire pre-inventory of beer for that fall's Oktoberfest. Now, the Asbury Park Press reports an insurance company has denied a claim for wide-scale damages, and the property's rent was primed to spike, making a return all but impossible. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. A wintry blast on the way. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather this first weekend of the year, bookended by snow. And temperatures this weekend aren't going to rise much above the freezing mark. That means snow that falls in South Jersey tonight will probably stick around. It means our next Clipper system on Monday is most likely an all-snow situation. So for this evening, light to moderate snow remains likely for about the southern half of the state through about 10 p.m. Could be an inch or two on the ground by the time this thing wraps up. Clearing skies overnight, lows in the 20s. Cold this weekend, partly sunny and windy tomorrow. Highs only reach the lower 30s. Lower to mid-30s on Sunday with sun and late-day clouds. It'll be breezy and dry on Sunday. Monday, though, accumulating snow likely, especially early on. Highs will only reach about 30. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Hackensack 38, New Brunswick 37, Evesham 35. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by B&B Siding and Roofing. You don't have to wait until spring for those critical home exterior projects. Right now, B&B Siding and Roofing is offering free upgrades like more insulation, upgraded windows, and so much more. For details on this limited time offer, go to bbsiding.com. That's bbsiding.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.